Hello, and welcome to the Crystal Group Rugged Advantage podcast. I'm your Wrap Session host, Karen Hildebrand, and thank you for joining me today. Now, we've all heard the idiom that nothing in life is certain except death and taxes, but I think we can all agree that there's one more unquestionable certainty, and that's change. Whether it's big or small, planned or spontaneous, welcome or unwelcome, change is a constant factor in our lives. And while we can't always predict when change is coming or the impact it will have, we can take steps to be alert and prepared for how and when we will respond. And that brings us to today's topic on configuration management. And joining me for this important discussion are two of Crystal Group's program managers, Kate Helly and Abby Obermiller. Welcome to today's Wrap Session, ladies.
Hi.
Thanks for having us.
Absolutely. Now, Kate, to start us off, to ensure we all have a consistent understanding of configuration management, can you give us an explanation of what it is and how Crystal Group applies it to customer programs?
Absolutely, Karen. So configuration management is a proactive, systematic approach to tracking and planning all changes for hardware and software over the operational life of a product or a system. So there's three main objectives to this. The first one is to ensure any changes or updates to the baseline configuration are seamless and beneficial. The second objective is to have consistent performance as changes are made over time. And lastly, the objective is to avoid adverse performance or consequences with these changes. Crystal Group's method for monitoring and managing effects of changes in a configuration are replacing critical end-of-life components and performing last-time buys. We follow the Intel embedded product roadmap. Our goal is to ensure and extend useful life of solutions and complete systems. We contact our suppliers of all managed parts every 30 days to get forewarning of end-of-life concerns. And when a form, fit, function change happens to a system, we get approval from the program to make these changes to ensure consistency through the program lifecycle.
So essentially, this is an ongoing behind-the-scenes effort to stay ahead of and factor in known changes to a customer's program. Now, I realize the benefits to this may seem obvious, but Abby, can you talk us through the values that customers gain from this level of monitoring and planning?
Yes, it is an important topic to discuss because while there are obvious benefits, there are also several that may not automatically come to mind. First and foremost, it reduces confusion and establishes order. It also allows for effective planning to address an anticipated known change versus scrambling to react to the change as it's happening. Therefore, it avoids surprising the customer. Next, it establishes and maintains detailed records of action, which can track product versions, ensure changes do not go undocumented, and keeps documentation consistent for the approved product. It ensures that the product conforms to functional and physical requirements of the approved design, which can provide an organized approach to maintain product integrity, especially if multiple changes or updates are happening at the same time. It also reduces technical risk by ensuring the correct product configurations and equips all technical stakeholders in the decision at any given time in the life of the product to use identical data for developing efforts and decision-making. It also enhances compliance with standards, helps prevent costly and unnecessary recertification costs for up to 7 years from the start of the program, and lastly, reduces lifecycle costs.
That's outstanding to understand the level and depth and range of all the value that this approach provides. So now that we've talked about what configuration management is and the value that it delivers to customers in general terms, can either of you provide an example of how Crystal Group's configuration management efforts have had a positive impact on a customer's program?
From a broad perspective, one unique benefit of our configuration management practices that has benefited multiple customer programs that I have been a part of is that we are able to design and build our own power supplies, fan controllers, and EMI assemblies. And we also control the chassis design. So in addition to maintaining design and production control over these critical elements, we can also provide tech refreshes quickly for the end-of-life systems using the same form factor.
I work very closely with our U.S. Navy customers and can say that our configuration management support has been extremely beneficial for their programs from several aspects. all of which have saved them time and cost while minimizing risk and program disruption. For instance, in many cases, the Navy has had to invest significant costs to rework drawings to match up and accommodate certain hardware system changes once they've been delivered to make sure the system will work within the design. But with our upfront engagement and proactive configuration management, we can raise any potential misalignment issues during the design and development phase to ensure that we deliver the hardware in direct alignment with specs of the drawing. Our strategic supplier relationships enable us to support systems for multiple years, even after their end-of-life date. With regular communication between the program office and Crystal Group program managers.
That's fantastic. It's always helpful to understand how the practical application has a direct impact and influence on customer programs versus just talking through the theoretical approach. So as we wrap up, is there anything different or unique in Crystal Group's approach to configuration management or an important key takeaway that you want our listeners to leave today's conversation with?
An important differentiator for Crystal Group is that we really do our homework to make sure we select long-life COTS technology from top suppliers that can be ruggedized. We have the best consistency, even though there are updates and modifications along the way. We help minimize changes and stay aligned with the Intel embedded roadmap to deliver consistent, reliable performance for a lower total cost of ownership.
In addition to selecting the best COTS components and suppliers, it is our attention to building and maintaining strong long-term relationships with our suppliers. As Kate mentioned earlier, we talk to our suppliers every month. This ongoing open communication and collaboration typically means we can provide customers with up to 6 months advance notice of their end-of-life issues and lifetime buy opportunities to ensure smooth transitions with minimal disruption.
So very valuable takeaways on both selecting the right components, technologies, and suppliers, and then maintaining how that factors into with long-term relationships. Kate and Abby, thank you so much for your time and the conversation today on such a critical aspect of reducing risk to maintain long-term operational life and integrity of Crystal Group products and integrated solutions. And thank you to our listeners. If you're new to our wrap session, be sure to subscribe at crystalrugged.com/podcast to have new episodes delivered right to your inbox. And feel free to drop me a message at info@crystalrugged.com if you have a question on today's topic or an idea for a future topic in another wrap session. Until next time, have a great day, and I'll wrap with you soon.